Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to the new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In this episode, I want to talk about bringing an interview mentality into your marriage. This is a reflection I've had, and I've spoke with one-on-one clients, and it came up in Heroic Husbands Men's Circle, the Wednesday group there yesterday, and we ended up having like a spontaneous sort of a 10-minute conversation in and around the topic, and it was very revealing. You know, I asked guys, and this has been in the group yesterday and all one-on-ones, it's like, you know, in all the job interviews you've went to, job interviews or any interview sort of a process, be it for a job or whatever role, have you on the way there or in the preparation of that, like, have you ever sort of like, oh, just feeling a little bit tired, a little bit stagnant, you know, splash water in your face just in the bathroom before, you know, 5-10 minutes before you go in to get your energy up, to get yourself like really present and really alive? Have you ever sort of like G'd yourself up? Have you, you know, paid extra attention to getting a good night's sleep, good breakfast? You know, if you like exercising, you get your exercise done because you know that will make you feel better. And like have you prepared yourself to energetically show up and give the best impression? Out of 10, you know, how many of those interviews, like if you could put them on 10, maybe haven't that many interviews, but like is out of 10, like percentage wise or out of 10, how many times have you sort of paid attention to the energy that you're going to bring to that meeting? 10 out of 10. All the guys were like, yeah, like, I mean, going to an interview. Yeah. Like, I mean, I just do whatever was necessary to make sure I was like high energy, you know, feeling enthusiastic, alive, you know, any stagnancy or tiredness or whatever. It's like doing whatever is necessary to show up. And it's like, why? I'm like, sure, it's obvious. To make a good impression. Now, here's the thing. The flip side of that question is, okay, guys, and I've done this one-on-one in a group yesterday, and I invite every single one of you listening in as well, just like, you know, touch base with your interview type experiences. Did you attend? I'm assuming you did, because if you want a job, you want to make a good impression. To make a good impression, you prepare yourself to show up and give, like, to transmit the best of yourself, because those people across the table are important. They've got something of value to gift you or not, but if you make a good impression, you get the best from them. If you don't make a good impression, you don't get what you're wanting. Now, I ask the guys and I ask you listening in is to, you know, pose the same question to yourself, and you might be arriving there already intuitively. It's like, how many times in the course of your marriage have you, you know, come home from work? We can go with coming home from work, or you're about to enter the dinner room, like it's dinner time, it's lunch time, there's a family gathering, and you're about to enter that arena. I spoke about space intentions, like to set your intention as you go into a space. How often have you stopped yourself and went, okay, what energy am I bringing to this? Is this good enough energy? God, I better just, you know, go have a cold shower. I'll prepare myself. I'll get my run in immediately when I go home, so I'll have better energy for the rest of the evening, etc., etc. How many times have you caught yourself not having a good enough energy, like an enthusiasm and a bright aliveness coming home from work, and taken time, taken 5 minutes to set, to establish a type of emotional charge in your body that is worthy of your queen as you go in the door, that is worthy of your kids, that's worthy of your fucking dog that you go in the door? They're all living beings. The guys in the group and one-on-one, more often than not, they're like, zero. Actually, out of 10, But it's like it's rarely ever happening that I do it with that level of intentionality. Now, the major thing here is it's like that mentality. You know, your mentality in an interview is clearly there's like a value exchange. You know, if you bring your CV and your answers, but it's mainly your energy. You know, in an interview, you'll sit upright, won't you? You'll sit upright. You'll sit a lot of people, they don't cross their legs. And, you know, we might sort of hear the theory of this and go, oh, you know, sit upright, hands on the lap, don't cross your legs, because you don't cross your legs, or if you fold your arms, that's crossing off the energy, it doesn't make a good impression. And we might sort of get into the theory of it. But the reason why I find it's of deep value to every single husband on the planet, definitely every single husband that's bothering himself and showing up to listen to this episode right now, you know, you're intentionally wanting to become the marriage transforming hero. I believe it's of immense value to start replicating your interview attitude at home in marriage. Because the interview attitude is, you know, there's some value exchange that's happening, that if you give your best, if you demonstrate high enthusiasm, passion, impeccable listening, you know, listen in, you know what their names are, the people on the interview board, so you can listen, you can refer to their names, do your preparation. When you're talking, be like concise, to the point, very clear, smile, you know, as I say, upright, your posture is there, your energy, you've prepared it. If you give a good impression, ultimately you'll get what you want. You know, in a lot of books, and sometimes people can say, oh, well, that's very selfish. But, you know, human relating is a value exchange relationship. All relationships are. It's like, why remain in relationship with somebody that you're not getting anything from? Which, funny enough, ends up being the feeling of a lot of marriages. Like, I'm not getting anything from this. Now, the interview, it's clear. I bring my best value, and my value exchange is my best value will be super valuable. I will convince you, your company, your group, your organization, that the value exchange with me, to do a value exchange with me, will be valuable for you. And the value I get is I get career progression, I get a job promotion, I get a salary to, you know, supply my family with money and to fuel my dreams, etc., etc. In the interview, we're really clear and we sharpen up in those moments. Yet here's the thing. Every single time you go home, there's a value exchange happening subconsciously. I would speak for like the vast majority of men out there, where we unwittingly forget that there is a value exchange happening. And we forget it to the point at which 70 to 90% of people that file for divorce are women. First time, the one that initiates the divorce separation process are our women, because we can be caught in our heads. We can be stewing over the shit that went down at work. We can be stewing in our nervous system the incredible wins that happened at work. We're just chewing and stuff that we heard in the radio on the way home. We arrive in home. Sort of arriving in home is like one of the key times of the day. But we get caught in our heads and we forget that the same shit, different day, roundabout experience that's happening in marriage, we've forgotten that there's a value exchange. But our queen's nervous system, the predominantly feminine aspect in their being, that lack of cognizance that there's a value exchange, a lack of appreciation of who they are, of what to do, of what they're saying, of the importance of, you know, greeting them at the door like you're really fucking happy to see them again. You're really happy to arrive in home, literally knowing, you know, in the background, she's alive. you're alive. This is a miraculously beautiful thing. You never know, going out the door, what can happen either off you. So to have this conscious presence of what a fucking beautiful thing is that she's come to the door, that she met me there, or you're in, and of course she can come home from work. But it's like, in the greeting, in the interview mentality that I'm really hoping you can take on and that you can get practical. Like, I speak to guys, and like 90% of men will say, will self-declare, self-define themselves as, I'm rational-minded, you know, like, that's how I work. Cool. Well, here's the thing. If you are rational-minded, most of you are, and declare, that's a superpower. I would encourage beyond this, the topic of today, is like, well, that's a super self-limiting aspect. You've learned that is one thing that works, but self-declared, I'm a rational-minded man, is very limiting. That's sort of denying that there's an entire other part of the orchestra of your being that is not like really sharpened up like that. But we'll work with there. Most guys start like I start with this. So if you're rational-minded, most of you will say that yes, to a certain extent, or to like a really predominant extent, yeah, I'm rational-minded. If you pride yourself on that and self-declare, well then, rationality, when you're truly being rational, you've really got to go with black and white thinking. If something works to get a positive response, and you've done that, interview style, if you want a job, you know, you show up to give the best impression, you get a good value exchange, you give yourself the best chance of getting value back. You give and then you get. You give and you receive. This is human relating. If there's no value for anybody, the exchange stops happening. But if you know rationally, and you can recognize now, like the guys in the group, like the guys one-on-one, that, yeah, that's what I do in interviews because I give value to get value. That's okay. That's not being selfish. That's just being human. But if you can recognize within yourself, it's like, yeah, well, I do that in interviews. But you don't do it when you come home. You don't have like, and I'm talking about, you know, a level of, oh, you know, it's not, I'm not talking about maybe you've, a couple of times you become aware. I'm talking about like the same level of awareness like you going to an interview. If you went to 100 interviews, you would prepare each time to make the best impression, assuming that you want the job, you like the job, okay? But again, it's like, assuming that you love your wife, every husband I meet is like, there can be major issues and they can question the love. But the only reason you end up questioning the love is the vast majority of the time you've forgotten that there's a value exchange. You've forgotten to bother your ass beyond the first few weeks or months when it's like, hey, you know, we're just getting together. You know, it's like it's honeymoon time. It's like she's the center of my universe. I'm still somehow the center of her universe. All the shadow side, the wounds, all the awkward, icky bits that come out about 2 years into deep, intimate relationship, living together, etc., etc., that hasn't come out yet. It's easy. So you're giving the good impression. I gift you my best. Like I prepare myself before a date. I like get myself into the right zone. I have a coffee before going out because I'm feeling a bit sluggish. Fuck it. Get a coffee because I want to gift her my best. You end up stopping doing that. And this is like a nail. It's some of the final nails in a coffin. But it's like when you stop doing that, when you stop bothering, and to bother you have to be aware, oh, you know, I won't bother. The problem is, it's not that you're not bothered. Most guys end up, they're just not aware at all. It's not even that they're making a decision of, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not feeling great, but I couldn't be bothered, like, you know, making the effort to actually get myself into form for her. It's like, I'll just go in. Like, that would be some, there'd be some level of conscious awareness. I'm actually, what I'm witnessing, and what I witness in my own marriage is, I stopped even being aware that I had to gift something of value to my queen to get good shit back. And it was upsetting the living hell out of me that I wasn't getting the good shit. I wasn't getting the job. But here's the thing. It's like if you go to 100 interviews and you don't dress up well, you sit like shit, your attitude is whatever. You know, it's like you're listening some of the time. you give, they ask a question and you're like, sorry, what did you say there? Because you clearly just got caught in your head. And if you went to 100 interviews and get brutally honest with yourself and you demonstrated the same sort of levels of presence of or lack of presence that you do with your queen, with your family at the dinner table when you come in home, and like it's that it's first impression time, or first impression time in the morning in conversation, she's like, hey honey, I need to talk about whatever the issue is at school with the kids, or hey honey, we need to talk about like sex life, love life, man, we like shit, it isn't happening there in a good way. And if you showed up at 100 interviews with the same attitude, with the same body language, with the same posture, with the same ways of speaking, with the same ways of listening or not listening, etc., etc. If you showed up at 100 interviews with your average same shit different day attitude from conversations that your queen witnesses in your energy, would you expect to get the job? Would you be putting yourself at the top of the list of people being interviewed to get that job or not? There's only one answer for the vast majority of men. It's no fucking way would you be anywhere near getting the job. Not even close. The only way you would get that job with your standard energy that you bring to your wife, that you bring to your kids, that you bring to your family, the only way you're getting that job is like nobody else fucking wanted the job and they're like, the interview board going, Jesus, like we really need to get the the publicity out a lot more. Our marketing is really shit. Like, is this the only person that's here that we have? And fuck, we need to fill that role. Okay, well done, sir. You got the job. And they're there going, yeah, just it's a provisional contract as they market like hell to get the next interview panel in. You wouldn't get the job. So what I'm wanting you to take on board in this metaphor is, and every guy, like when you reflect like this, when I've reflected and asked guys one on one, they're like, man, I'd never get the job. Like if my energy, no interview board would fucking trust me. No interview board would want my energy around if my standard average energy of home was taken. It's like I wouldn't get the job. Probably 100 times out of 100. Where would you be at? Because here's the thing, I don't think you would be listening to this podcast if 100 out of 100 jobs, if your average energy that you communicate with your wife subconsciously, consciously, your words, posture, presence, breath, open-hearted awareness, capacity to remain still and calm no matter what she's communicating, your capacity to listen deeply, etc., etc., etc. You brought like love and passion and enthusiasm. Like I'm the most passionate, enthusiastic person in the world in the interview. If you were bringing that in marriage, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast because she'd already be bragging about you. She'd already be like, he's a fucking king. I trust him. I love him. I'm safe around him. If you brought interview type mentality to every single day and conversation when you're in the space with your queen and your kids, you would not be listening in. Is that me being arrogant? No, that's me paying attention to what's happening in the world. That's me paying attention to how I was showing up and fucking up my marriage unwittingly. None of this, by the way, guys, is to blame you, is to make you try and make you feel bad. None of it. It's to get fucking real. I speak again and again within the culture here. Heroic humility. Now, humility, humiliation, really. There's a nasty connotation. It's like to be socially humiliated. And maybe you, like me, you had hundreds of experiences of being socially humiliated by sort of emotionally abusive things that were being said, that were being done to you. And maybe there's a sting of shame that comes with the word humility and humiliation. Heroic humiliation is a different thing entirely. It's the willingness to be humble. Humus is the root word of humility. Humus is ground, the ground of truth of where you're truly at. Now, statistically speaking, there's not very many of you listening in. Again, not making you wrong, but just really getting fucking real with what I'm hearing guys say. Not many of you can put hand in heart and go, boy, my attitude at home, I'd be getting like 100% of the jobs. Very few of you would even come close to, well, I'd probably get 50% of the jobs. Very few of you would probably go, well, one in four I'd probably get because, you know, I show up fairly okay. A lot of you would be uncomfortably low. Uncomfortably low. When I've spoken with guys one on one with them, most of them go, man, I'd be lucky if I got one or two of those jobs. I'd be lucky. When they get really real. So again, in the context, if we were in a room together, 1,000 men, me, and we're having this conversation, guys, show of hands, man, there'd be awkward laughter. There'd be outlandish laughter. It'd be like, man, this is so fucking hilariously clear. I wouldn't get any of the jobs if I showed up the way I was. Because why? At home, we end up playing out boy energy. It's the energy of entitlement. We haven't been initiated. Again, a profoundly sick society. In a profoundly sick society, there's no initiations, which rips us out of boy energy and body slams us energetically, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally into realizing that we've got to drop our balls and take extreme ownership of the entirety of our inner world existence and how we're showing up in the outer world. Indigenous tribes of the past and the ones that somehow still cling on to their existence in this profoundly sick fucking societal world where those type of values are being erased. Initiated men, it's ripped out of them this feeling of entitlement. Entitlement is a pure energy that's beautiful. Boy with mother. I'm entitled to breast milk, I'm entitled to food, so I will cry and not stop crying until you meet my needs. Because why? By a sacred biological and, you know, energetic relationship, the dynamic is I'm entitled. And yes, you are. Sometimes our pain and our wounding is, and the trauma was that we didn't get what we wanted, and that makes us feel more entitled. Our unmet needs for attachment with our mother, we bring that pain of not getting what we were entitled for. We bring that sort of load of, I am entitled. It's just like this scary energy. I had this, and most guys can relate when one on one in a men's group. The scary energy. I'm entitled to the good shit anyway. I'm entitled to the job. Like, think about it. If you showed up at an interview with this feeling of, man, well, I'm here and I'm going to sit whatever way I want and I'm going to fucking speak and I'm going to listen, whatever. And be like, dude, I'm entitled to this job. Like, this job is mine. Do you not realize? You know, it's like those people out there, like, they're all like, but they've showered and they've got nice clothes on. I'm wearing like my fucking pajamas and I'm entitled. Would you get anything? No, you wouldn't. But we show up repeatedly in marriage with any old energy, with any old attitude, with any old presence or lack of presence, with any old way of speaking, with any old way of listening, with any old way of fucking anything, forgetting there's a value exchange, and we still feel, well, I'm entitled. And we get into, in there's one of the heroic husband's men's circles, it's sort of become this term that the guys are using. I think it's fun. I talk about boy energy. They're like, oh, I just was like a boy bitch the other day. You bring your boy bitch energy and you expect to get the job. You expect your wife to go, you're my king. Look at you. You're not bringing anything near interview type mentality. Like you couldn't give a fuck. Like you're demonstrating subconsciously. Your message is, I'm entitled, you should just give me, I should just be able to come in. Any old tired, exhausted, shitty day energy, any overwhelm, any emotional state, any attitude, no appreciation of me, no demonstration that every single time it's a sacred moment and you fucking get it's a sacred moment. And you need, as a man, to rip entitlement out. You never bring that, and you're just entitled. And she should love you anyway. And then when she puts the divorce papers in front of you, you're like, oh my God, where did this come from? Like, you get the letter in the post and it goes, oh, sorry, sir, you know, you didn't get it this time, you know, better luck next time. And a little bit of feedback. Your fucking hearing, like, your listening skills were shit. You didn't dress up well. Your posture was shite. Everything you communicated was like, you're a fucking asshole that is not trustworthy. Just a little bit of feedback. Best of luck next time. Hopefully not with our company. Don't apply ever again. And we get upset. Oh, that job. Oh, that company. I never wanted them anyway. Because we felt entitled. You wouldn't do that with the job. My thing with introducing this metaphor and hoping and like really imploring you to take it on board and go, fuck, it's a value exchange. Fuck. Every single time my wife and my kids, they're wanting, they're yearning, they're waiting for me to show up in kingship, which is leader mode. They want a leader that knows, a leader knows it's on him to lead by example, to lead by conscious example, to go, I've had a really tough day, I'm exhausted, I'm overwhelmed, but hey, I know that it's a sacred moment in my day when I go in home to my queen, or she's about to arrive in 20 minutes, a little bit after me. I'll have a cold shower, I'll jump down, I'll get 5 minutes of like intense aerobic exercise, I get into my body, I'll do some meditation, I'll journal, I'll go for a vigorous run, I'll go for a walk, I'll walk the dog, I'll play with the kids, the kids trampoline, I'll bounce like a maniac for a few minutes to get my energy right. To get my energy, you do whatever it is to get your energy right. I tidy up the kitchen, I get it right. I come in the door and I'll make sure that my first impression with my queen is the best of what is available to me. And then, and only then, after the good impression is made, when she's feeling, I can trust this man, when she's feeling he honored, he made a good effort, he like prioritized me and the kids, but he showed up as a leader taking extreme ownership of where his energy was at or was not at, he showed up giving his best, then, and only then, go, baby, I'd just love to tell you about my day. I've had one of those days, it's really tough. I was actually out in the car, I was like really fucking down in the dumps. I did whatever was necessary. You're that precious to me, but can you hold space? Can we go for a walk? I need to speak this over. Or hey, I'm going to jump on with one of my buddies in the men's group, or I just need to offload this. It's nothing to do with you, baby, but I didn't want to bring you that energy as my first 10 minutes in the door from work, or your first 10 minutes in the door. I didn't want to make the first impression a shitty one. I value you. You're that important. I want you to get the best impression from me always by default. And when I slip up, give me feedback. And when I slip up, I'll catch myself and I'll apologize and I'll course correct. I'm not perfect, but I want to show presence, improving presence and progress, and make sure you feel protected in my space. That's the interview mentality. Do whatever is necessary every single time to make a really great impression, beginning to end, you'll get the job. Bring that into marriage, make it a front and center priority of you, knowing the most important job in your existence is the job of husband, is the job of family leader. A lot of you have the job of like leading your family, leading your kids, which is the next generation on this planet. There's no more important job on the planet at the moment than being a husband. Millennia of patriarchal wounding and a feminine wounded, you are the wave of conscious men. There is no more important role on this planet, no more important job for you to get than that of husband. And you're showing up to that interview, whether you like it or not. The boy energy in you might rebel against this, but the king in you fucking knows it and takes it at the core of his being. That job, the interview, is every single time you step into space with your queen. Every single time you step into space in a parenting role, you're being interviewed. Their nervous system are testing to see, can I trust this man? Am I safe with this man? Do I feel loved and accepted by this man? Is he the king for me? Can I trust him that no matter what shitster chaos happens in life, in the economy, in the world, at school, in my workplace, in my family of origin for your wife, in your family of origin, and you'll be fine. Can I trust this man to lead me through any battle, and knowing full well I'll be protected by his presence, his progress, and I and we as a family unit will be safe, will be loved, will be nurtured and accepted, and will come out the far side stronger as a unit, stronger individually and collectively than we were entering that storm. Do you give that impression? Because that's what their nervous system is interviewing you on every single time. Real men, your masculine core, the king in you, gets fucking turned on when that type of pressure, when that type of challenge is explicitly put to it. Guys, for the rest of your marriage, the rest of your days parenting, the rest of your days showing up as a family leader, as a kingly brother, a heroic husband, never fucking forget. Show up like it's the interview to the most important job you could ever get, because it is. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day. And before you go, kingly brothers, I'm so happy to let you know that Heroic Husbands Men's Circles waiting list is now live. Online meetings supporting you up level to hero husband status. Go from fearing your best will never be good enough to becoming the competent and confident husband she brags about. Save years of needless guesswork and confidence eroding disconnection. Click on the link in the podcast description to take your first simple step to becoming the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. Check it out now.